In Washington, congressional lawmakers are wrangling over passing important parts of President Donald Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, with three committees passing legislation to cut taxes, Medicaid, and food aid. In Wisconsin, more than 1 million people are covered by Medicaid, the health care program for lower-income families and individuals. The Republican provisions would also cut food aid, known here as food share. These spending cuts combine with legislation extending Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts. A Wisconsin member of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee had her sleeves rolled up this week trying to bat back these provisions. Milwaukee Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore joins us from Washington. And Congresswoman, thank you very much for being here.
Always good to be with you, Frederica.
So you call this a, quote, big bonanza for billionaires. How so?
I'll just cut to the quick. This is a program that supposedly is one of the most expensive provisions in the bill, costing maybe upwards of $800 billion, and it's supposed to help quote unquote small businesses. But you take Dick Eline, for example. He uses this pass through method to claim $115 million in benefits. And 84% of these so-called small businesses that receive this benefit have absolutely no employees. Most of the benefit goes to the 1%. And that's why I called it a big bonanza for billionaires. Just stunned that they called it a big, beautiful bill, considering how many people are harmed and left behind by the provisions of the bills in the three committees.
Don't average taxpayers also benefit, though, from extending the 2017 cuts?
Oh, that's one of their huge talking points, Frederica, is that, you know, if we don't pass this big, beautiful bill, you know, everybody, including lower-income taxpayers, are going to suffer. Big gimmick that they temporarily raise some of the benefits for people in the lower quintiles. And of course, just to get them through the 2026 election cycle, and then they go away, whereas they make the rest of the corporate benefits permanent. I mean, it is so nefarious, and it's really not funny.
On the Medicaid provisions, we know it would require able-bodied adults to work, volunteer, or be in school for 80 hours a month. Why is that onerous, and how could it reduce the number of people covered by Medicaid?
What is able-bodied, Frederica? You know, I just lost my nephew last October, 33 years old, had a heart transplant, wasn't on Social Security or SSI, and yet he was very, very disabled. But he was working to try to maintain Medicaid because of the expense of his anti-rejection medication. He died October 20th, but to look at him, he looked like something snatched off the cover of Sports Illustrated. There are so many people who are disabled or have medical problems that are not designated as disabled by the Social Security Administration. It's very, very hard to get an SSI or SSDI disability. People apply and reapply and are rejected. But, you know, in the case of Medicaid, this they have actually scored, throwing people off and you know, say if you're a 54-year-old man who's done roofing all your life, it's very likely that by the time you're age 53, that you may not be really that able to climb up on those ladders and fix roofs anymore. Or you might find yourself some woman who's 50 years old, 52, starting to have diabetes or arthritis, and you haven't been designated as disabled, but, you know, you're not able to stand up in a restaurant for, you know, an eight-hour day. And wait on tables or cook. But you will be called able-bodied simply because you're not designated by the Social Security Act. The other thing is that most people work when they can. Everybody likes to have money, and they like the self-esteem, they like it. And when people can't work, it's for very good reasons.
So some Republicans don't like that the work requirement doesn't go into effect until 2029 and want steeper cuts. What else do the Medicaid provisions in this legislation do, including to the Affordable Care Act?
They, you know, they are undermining the Affordable Care Act. And so those people who are working, those people who are getting credits through the Affordable Care Act, they're not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid at 100% of the poverty level, but they don't have employer-sponsored insurance. These are people who are going to lose coverage because they will not be able to afford the expensive health care as rates go way up without the premiums, and they'll find themselves out of luck. Medicaid is part of a larger health care system. You know, hospitals, about a quarter of their income relies on Medicaid reimbursements. Nursing homes, probably 75-77% of the cost of nursing homes comes from Medicaid. And of course, this will hurt not just individuals, but we find rural hospitals that might find themselves just being shut down, urban hospitals that will close their maternity wards. The Energy and Commerce Committee were given instructions to cut Medicaid, and they cut it for over $700 billion. And don't believe for a second that it won't hurt you.
Another big item are cuts to food assistance. How will that affect people in Wisconsin?
Oh, my goodness. There are probably 18,000 veterans that are going to be harmed by cuts in SNAP. With these changes that they did in the Energy and Commerce Committee, they have put in a zero tolerance for errors. Zero tolerance. So that if people get even $1, in extra SNAP benefits, food stamp benefits, the state will be dinged. And if they find that they have over a 6% error rate, they will be responsible for up to 15% of the cost of SNAP. You know, in Wisconsin, our governor has calculated that the state would find itself having to come up with $200 million just in Wisconsin to fill the gap. The other thing that's so onerous about SNAP is that they get 53-year-old folks, 54-year-old folks, again, who will only be eligible for SNAP for 3 months every 3 years. 3 months out of every 3 years that they'll be eligible for SNAP. And this is a way that they will, quote unquote, cut the benefits. So this budget really relies on budget gimmicks, people not being able to meet work requirements, people not being able to keep up with the paperwork. And this is how they've calculated their loss and benefits. It's really, really a very nefarious plan.
And yet, it's very likely to pass.
We have people in wheelchairs outside of the Energy and Commerce Committee, in wheelchairs being arrested, putting, as John Lewis would say, the late great, putting their bodies on the line to stop these cuts, because they're in such dire need of them. And yet, we have an administration who's been able to intimidate them. But it's not over yet. It's not over yet, because people are still out there raising their voices. I'm encouraging them to continue to do it. Don't forget the John McCain thumbs down. We can always have someone who shows some spine, some guts, between the House and the Senate to bring us back, pull us back from the brink.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore, thanks very much.
And thank you.